Clifford, my big red dog.
Clifford needed Emily, so she chose him for her own. And her love made Clifford grow so big that the Howards had to leave their home. Clifford's the best friend anyone could know. He's the greatest dog ever. I really think so. Clifford's so loyal.
Clifford.
He's there when you call. I love Clifford, the big red dog. So they packed up a family car, and the Howards left the city. They moved to Birdwell Island, and they're many new friends. They're to greet Clifford and Emily. Clifford's so much fun, he's a friend to us all.
I love Clifford, the big red dog.
There?
What was that?
Hi, my name's KC.
KC? I didn't know a dog lived here.
Oh, we're just here on vacation.
Hiya, KC. I'm T-Bone, and this is Cleo. We're on our way to meet Clifford.
Who's Clifford?
He's our friend. He's great.
Would you like to meet him?
Sure, I'll come out.
He sounds nice. He's only got three legs.
What are you guys gonna do today?
Huh? Well, we may go to the beach.
Really? I've never been to the beach. What do you do there?
Well, we run around.
But we don't have to. Run, that is.
Oh, running's fun. What else?
There you guys are.
Clifford!
Wow. You're the biggest dog I've ever seen.
Yep. I'm pretty big, all right. Who are you?
My name's KC. Cleo and T-Bone invited me to play with you guys at the beach.
Great.
I've never been to a beach.
Oh, you're gonna love it. We run and jump around and chase stuff.
Oh, great. I'll go get my ball.
What a nice guy.
He's only got three legs, Clifford.
Oh, my gosh.
What should we do, Clifford? He wants to play with us.
So, let's play.
I don't know.
We just have to remember that KC probably can't do most of the stuff we can do, so we have to look out for him.
Yo, guys, let's go!
We better hurry so we can help KC cross the street.
I'm hurrying as fast as I can.
I'll meet you guys at the corner.
You can slow down if you want, T. I don't really want to catch up.
Why not?
I don't know. It's just... what if he's got a disease or something? And he wants to play tag.
Huh?
What if he's got some kind of leg-losing disease that he got from some terrible germ, and when he touches us, we get the germ and catch the leg-losing disease and...
I don't think that could happen, Cleo. Do you?
I don't know, but I think we better be careful.
We have to wait for the cars to pass.
I know. Thanks, Clifford. Looks clear now. Let's cross.
Go ahead. I'll make sure the cars stop.
You don't have to do that, Clifford. There are no cars.
Well, this can be a hard street to cross.
Do you have trouble crossing it?
Well, no.
Huh. How about you, T-Bone?
Huh? Me? Well, see, what happened was,
Good morning, guys. Got a new friend, huh, Clifford? He sure is friendly. Hello there, boy. Have fun, guys.
Is that the beach?
Yahoo!
Casey, wait. The sand is kind of hard to run on.
Cleo, did you see Charlie petting Casey?
I sure did.
It's like he hardly even noticed that he's only got three legs.
Yeah. I hope he didn't pick up any leg-losing germs.
It looks okay to me.
Hey, Casey, let's go over to the park. It's got nice, soft grass.
Oh, no thanks, Clifford. I want to play on the beach. Whoopee! Come on, Clifford, catch!
And he's only got three legs.
Here comes one, Cleo!
You missed.
I don't want to touch it, T-Bone. It could have leg-losing germs.
I really think you're wrong about this germ thing, Cleo. I mean, I caught the ball and I feel fine.
Hoo-hoo! Toss it here, Cleo!
Ever seen a lighthouse, Casey?
Wow, it's beautiful. I want to see it up close. How do we get up there?
Gee, Casey, Rocky Point's kind of hard to climb.
Oh, is it too hard for you?
Well, no.
Then come on! Last one to Rocky Point is a rotten dog biscuit!
Careful, Casey!
Whoa! Hey, Clifford, I think T-Bone needs some help.
He'll be okay. He's been up here lots of times.
Wow, that's a high one.
Let me help.
No, Clifford. I can do it.
Ow. T-Bone? Casey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. But what were you trying to do, Clifford?
I was just trying to help.
Did I ask for help?
Well, no, but...
Then why did you?
Because you only have three legs!
I do? Oh my gosh! You're right, T-Bone! Where's the other one?
Huh?
Oh, gotcha. Sorry, guys. I was just kidding. I must have just left it on the ferry.
Huh?
Gotcha again. But I was wondering how long it would take before somebody mentioned my leg. After all, you've been staring at it all day.
Huh? Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm used to it. I know it probably looks strange to you, But I'm still a dog, and I like to do the same things any dog does.
I know. You can catch a ball better than I can.
I can do most things the same as everyone else. I really like doing things for myself.
Sorry, Casey. I know that. Now.
But I do need help sometimes. When I do, Clifford, you're definitely the guy I'm gonna ask. Deal?
Deal.
And you, Cleo? You've been avoiding me like I had a disease or something.
You don't?
Nah. The thing is, I'm just looking for some friends. Same as anyone else. And I'd really like to be friends with you guys.
I'd like to be your friend too, Casey.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, thanks, guys. Now, I'd really like to see what's at the top of that lighthouse. Hey, Clifford, can you give me a lift?
Are the stairs too hard for you to climb?
Nah. But why climb when I can take the elevator?
Right.
Yeah!
Here we go!
Wow! What a view! Thanks, Clifford!
Hear a speckle story, don't you? I thought so. He's your favorite. Today's story is Speckle and the Old Wagon. One day when Speckle and his friends were playing, Speckle saw something behind a tree. They gathered sponges and buckets of soapy water and went to work. Now it was time to paint the wagon. Robbie wanted to paint it purple, but Luna wanted pea green. Reba's favorite color was blue, and Darnell liked bright red. Speckle wanted everyone to be happy. So together they painted it all the colors of the rainbow. Then off they went down the grassy hill in their wonderful rainbow wagon. The end. That was a great story. Isn't reading fun?
Woof.
So big.
Are you gonna bury it, Clifford?
Sure am. Wanna help?
Okay. Yeah!
Let's go!
There you are. The best fish and chips on Birdwell Island. Looks like we might get a storm this afternoon.
Hey, Samuel. I asked for a fish sandwich, not a sand sandwich.
What is going on here? Clifford! 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 Huh?
Clifford!
You can't dig here, boy. You're getting sand in everyone's food. Go do it somewhere else, please.
That dog sure likes to dig.
Now this is a perfect place to bury your bone, Clifford.
Yeah, and you don't even have to dig. The hole's already here.
It's like it was meant to be.
Yeah, it's a nice hole, but not deep enough. Here, take this. I'm gonna make it deeper.
Wow, he's good.
Yeah, he's a natural.
Okay, now my bone ought to fit just right.
This tree is gonna look great.
Seems a little short.
How did this hole get so deep?
There's your answer.
Clifford, did you do this? That was not a good thing to do. The hole we started here was for our tree, not for your bone. We wanted to get it in the ground before the rain starts. Clifford, if you must dig, go and do it someplace else, please. Okay. I know you're sorry. Now take your bone and go.
I'm letting you go a little early today, class. A storm is on the way, and I want you all home safe and sound before it gets here.
Last time we had a storm, the library was flooded from the waves.
Do you think this storm is going to make the waves that high again, Miss Carrington?
I suppose it's possible.
Maybe it'll turn into a hurricane with lots of rain and really strong winds that blow things all around like that.
Oh, my goodness. Nobody does it better.
Nobody.
Clifford.
Emily Elizabeth.
Clifford, what are you doing? You can't just dig a hole here. Sorry, but this is not a good place to dig. You interrupted our class. You better go home now, okay, boy? Go on, Clifford. You too, Cleo. You too, T-Bone.
Sky's getting dark. Looks like it's gonna rain.
Yeah, I should go home, Clifford. Mrs. Diller hates it when I get wet. I get frizzy, you know.
Yeah, me too. Not the frizzy part. I just should go home.
Okay, thanks for trying to help me bury my bone. Maybe I'll just bury it in my backyard.
Great idea, Clifford.
We'll see you tomorrow.
This should do the trick, Violet. Our flowers will be well protected from the storm now.
Oh, dear!
Of course, nothing can protect him from Clifford. Would you mind doing your digging somewhere else, please? Like on another island?
Now, Horace...
The storm is moving in fast. It's gonna be a big one.
Will the library be okay, Dad?
Well, I think if we can get this seawall built in time, everything should be just fine.
We'll have to dig up plenty of sand and dirt.
We'll need it to make the wall high enough to protect it from the waves.
That's an awful lot of digging.
Yes, it is. I wish we had a few more diggers to help.
Wait a minute. I know the best digger around. Clifford! I wonder where he is.
Okay, Bone. I don't think my digging can bother anyone way out here, so let's start digging.
Clifford!
Emily Elizabeth.
I'm coming, Emily Elizabeth!
Emily?
Sure we will. Just as soon as Clifford gets here.
Here comes Clifford!
Clifford! I knew you'd come, boy. We need your help. We need you to dig.
Huh?
Come on, boy. No one digs better than you do. What's the matter, boy?
I told Clifford to stop digging just this morning, Emily.
I told him digging was not a good thing to do.
I wouldn't let him dig at school this afternoon.
And I told him to go away and dig on another island.
Poor Clifford. No wonder he doesn't want to dig. Clifford? I know everyone's been telling you not to dig today. But we didn't mean for you to think that all digging is bad. In fact, digging is one of your best talents. You're very good at it.
Woof.
It's just that there's a right time and a right place for you to use your talent. And right now, if you dig here, you'll really be helping us.
Go, Clifford!
Digs.
That's Clifford, my big red dog.
Let's go, everyone! The big storm is here.
It feels good knowing the library is safe.
We never could have done it without the help of Clifford.
He's a very cool dog.
Hey, Clifford, did you ever find a place to bury your bone?
Don't worry. I'll get you another bone, a really big one. I'll get you one too, amigo.
Me too. You certainly deserve it, Clifford.
I'll get him one too.
As long as he doesn't bury it in my backyard.
Oh, Horace.
And I'll help you bury all those bones, Clifford. Someplace absolutely, positively perfect, just like you.
Wow, T-Bone, your sandcastle looks great.
It sure does, T.
Thanks. I did the whole thing all by myself.
Clifford and I know that it's always important to be thoughtful of other people's feelings and ideas. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is respect.
You know what would make it even better, though? A great big flag!
No, I think it's great just the way it is.
There. Now it needs a big wall.
No, it doesn't.
Cleo, this is T-Bone's castle. before you change it, you should find out if he wants you to.
I'm sorry. Next time I'll remember to ask first.
Sometimes our friends have thoughts and feelings that are different from ours. When we take the time to find out about those differences, it shows how much we care. That's why Clifford's big idea for today is respect.